Opposition to autonomous vehicles has focused on concerns that they will be mainly for the decadent joy of private motorists, thus increasing traffic volumes. But going anywhere, anytime, in robotic driving mode is a long way off. Mobility and freight services over well-defined routes may be the first major step. Toyota is developing an e-pallet autonomous electric vehicle service to provide on-demand transport facilities in the early 2020s. This will be trialled at Toyota's Woven City, a prototype city being built in the foothills of Mount Fuji in Japan. This real-world testing will pave the way for commercial operation in the next few years to deliver goods, services, and mobility to people when needed. It might still be used for private, mechanically chauffeured trips, especially with an aging population, but shared vehicles and moving freight will be a great benefit to the community. I'm David Brown.
No matter what type of vehicle you're looking for, you'll find a review at carreviewcentral.com.au. Log on now to check out Peter Barnwell's review of the new Mazda BT50. Rob Fraser's been driving the Audi RS4 Quattro Avant and the Jaguar F-Type R Dynamic Coupe. While there's also a review of one of Australia's best-selling small cars, the 2021 Hyundai i30. All those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.